Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we've changed up a bit what we have done for the holidays for the past, 34 years, Ted, I guess. We used to incorporate our television musicals for the holidays with our Christmas show. But this year we decided that since we've been doing the series on the original musicals for television, we'd focus on those holiday musicals that were a part, many of them, of my growing up.
Well, this is actually part five of that series of original musicals for television, which we started last year. And our first musical is Mrs. Santa Claus, which was telecast on December 8, 1996, and has since been made available on video and DVD, although I believe both the DVD and the videotape are now out of print, and they have become collector's items, as has the original cast recording on RCA. It's a story about Mrs. Santa Claus, and thanks to the script by Mark Saltzman, I found out that Mrs. Santa Claus's first name is Anna, and she wants Santa Claus to take a different route with his sleigh, but he's too busy with Christmas to listen, so she decides to try out the route herself. But one of the reindeer, Cupid, becomes injured, and she gets stuck in December of 1910 in New York City, and she gets involved with some of the political problems of the time, like child labor and women's suffrage. There's a villain, played by Terrence Mann, and he plays the leader of Tavish Toys, and he is ruthless and money-making. Now, the story opens in the North Pole with Michael Jeter as Arvo, Santa's head elf, leading the company in a song called 7 Days Till Christmas. And you'll hear the voice of Michael Jeter, Christy Linus, Jamie Torchellini, and Angela Lansbury with this song by Jerry Herman.
Satin lining and the locomotive's brass is shining and the sparkle and the gloss.
We attribute to the boss.
Miss Muffet's hair is twice as curly, and we're wrapped and packed and finished early, so a big round of applause to our sturdy and smart,
tough on the jaw,
soft in the heart,
positive,
practical,
Mrs.
Have 7 days till Christmas.
Michael Jeter led the company with 7 days till Christmas, our first song from Mrs. Santa Claus.
When Mrs. Santa Claus ends up in New York, she's totally invigorated by helping solve all the problems with immigration, child labor, and all of the other problems that are there. And she gets to sing our favorite song from the score. Well, it's mine, at least. Here she is with the kids' chorus to sing Almost Young.
I'm holding back the hands of time, and though a fool might say I passed my prime, my heart has always clung to staying almost young. A few gray hairs, a few gold teeth can never hide the kid that's underneath, the kid whose hopes are hung on staying almost young. My walk is swift and sporty, my disposition is evergreen. Why
speed it takes when all the others have applied the brakes and when my knell has run. I'll still be strutting and kicking like some little chicken and all most young. So if you think this spunky pup is either bogging down or slowing up, you better hold your tongue. I'm feeling almost young. They always act up each time it rains. But my arthritis and my phlebitis are simply growing pains. So let them say I passed my peak, that I'm a million years from hide and seek. But when my dirge is sung, I'll still be tough as a riddle and fit as a fiddle and strutting and kicking like some little chicken and almost young. When my dirge is sung,
you'll still be tough as a riddle
and fit as a fiddle
and strutting and kicking like some little chicken.
Almost young.
That was Angela Lansbury with the Kids Chorus with Almost Young and the Reprise from Mrs. Santa Claus.
Although Anna Claus is tempted to stay in New York City in 1910, she realizes that she must return to the North Pole because her first duty is as Mrs. Santa Claus, and she sings this song called He Needs Me. Here's Angela Lansbury with another Jerry Herman song.
Every time a star is falling, someone that you love is calling. He needs me, yes, he needs me. Don't even ask me how I know. When he calls me, my heart hears him and tells me that it's time for me to go. He's my world and I am his. He's my world and journey's end is where he is, and his laughter is my laughter and tells me what I'm living for. And so if he needs me, I'll go, 'cause I need him much more. and I am his. His, my world and journey's end is where he is. And his laughter is my laughter and tells me what I'm living for.
Mrs. Santa Claus, Angela Lansbury sang He Needs Me.
Our final song from Mrs. Santa Claus is a duet with accompaniment for Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus. It's called The Best Christmas of All, and joining Angela Lansbury is her Mr. Claus, Charles Durning.
Through a navy blue night, crowned with shimmering stars, to the kids of the world I'll be paying my annual call. But now that you're sitting beside me, we'll have the best Christmas of all.
Flying over the clouds, floating under the moon, as we watch and we wait for the first chimney top to appear. But now that you're sitting beside me, we'll have the best Happy New Year.
Though the wind may be strong, I will never complain, dear. I'm happy as long as there's you and my reindeer.
Through a navy blue night, crowned with shimmering stars, in a moment I know that the first little snowflake will fall. But now that you're sitting beside me, we'll have the best Christmas of all.
Though the frost in the air means a change in the weather, but what do we care when we're flying together?
Kids of your own, you'll remember what somebody said to you when you were small. As long as you love one another, you'll have the best Christmas of all. As long as you love one another,
Angela Lansbury, Charles Durning, and the company from Mrs. Santa Claus with The Best Christmas of All.
Now, Mrs. Santa Claus by Jerry Herman billed itself as the first original musical for television since Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella in 1957, but that simply isn't true because they forgot about the rest of the musicals that were written for television, especially one called The Dangerous Christmas of Red Riding Hood. And this appeared on TV in 1965, and it was written by Julie Stein and Bob Merrill, who had just had a big success on Broadway with Funny Girl. Now, The Dangerous Christmas of Red Riding Hood is silly all the way.
Totally over the top.
But it's so much fun. And it stars a young Liza Minnelli, who starts out our selection of songs with one called I'm Naive. And you know from the lyrics that this little Red Riding Hood is not the least bit naive.
If there is something to believe in, I believe. And if I look sophisticated, I am not. I dream of love and all. If I don't hold on to this earth, I might just leave. But no, oh no, I must not show I'm so.
Was Liza Minnelli with the song from The Dangerous Christmas of Red Riding Hood, and that song is called Naive, although we could have started with her opening number called My Red Riding Hood.
But we decided we wanted to use one of the other numbers, which also introduced, I think his name was Lone T. Wolf in this, Cyril Richard, who actually chewed all the scenery. But not only was Richard in this, but you'll hear in a little bit, Eric Burden was in with the Animals, and they played the Animals. But right now, we're going to Ding-a-ling, Ding-a-ling, with the manic Liza Minnelli and the totally cloy Cyril Richard.
Ding-a-ling, 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 ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling, 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 I feel so Christmassy. I feel so, so mistletoe. Just don't know when this so ding-a-ling, 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 ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, when I close my eyes, when I really try, I can almost see snowflakes fly. Ding-a-ling, 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 ding-a-ling.
My shoe tastes as fragrant as a flower. Maybe I should serve her sweet and sour. She will have a very lovely taste, though. You're a darling. You're my little anti-pasto. It's a wonder that I idolize her.
Ding-a-ding-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-
my dinosaur. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling, 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 ding-a-ling.
Oh, Granny! One more time!
Bless you!
Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling,
ding-a-ling. Liza Minnelli with an assist by Cyril Richard with Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
Of course, there had to be a male vocalist of repute in the cast, and that was Vic Damone, who played the woodsman, who of course saves Red Riding Hood from the claws of Cyril Richard as the wolf. And there is a happy number at the end of the musical called We Wish the World a Happy Yule.
From the weeest little animal to the ponderous rhinoceros.
Beneath the trees, a lovely gift for every mouse that's ever sniffed.
To give the lions a lift,
and presences for pheasants.
And so tonight we celebrate with pies and paws,
dear Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, I gotta tell you the true story about that too, but another time.
We wish the world a happy Yule.
Liza Minnelli, Vic Damone, and the Animals sang We Wish the World a Happy Yule, the finale from The Dangerous Christmas of Red Riding Hood by Julie Stein and Bob Merrill. And don't worry, Granny Gulch was okay.
That sets my mind at ease. We'll turn to a musical that was written for the wife of Richard Adler, who just happened to be the great Sally Ann Howes. Television musical of O. Henry's The Gift of the Magi, which takes place in 1905 in New York. And we decided to start with a scene-setting song. And this comes from a group of four called the Hometown Quartet. And they'll sing a song from the period, because don't forget, it's got to be set in 1905 because she sells her hair. And I don't think she'd get much for it today. And the title of the song is My Sugar is the Salt of the Earth. And once again, music and lyrics are by Richard Adler of Adler and Ross.
Ma, ha, 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 ha. Sugar, 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 sugar is.
My sugar is
the salt of the earth.
Yes, my sugar is
the salt of the earth.
She's a saucy dash of chili,
a pinch of pickle-diddy.
My Achilles heel when she kisses me, yummy, yum.
I get weak in my tummy tum.
Ho hum.
Ma ha 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 ha. Shug 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 sugar
is
my sugar is
the salt of the earth.
My sugar is
sweet, heat, heat as guava.
My sugar is
strong, strong as Java.
You gotta agree,
my sugar is the salt of the salt of the earth, the salt of the earth, the rock of Gibraltar, the salt of the earth. Saucy dash of chili, pinch of piccalilli, my Achilles heel.
When she kisses me,
yummy yum.
I get weak in my tummy tum.
Oh, hum.
Ma ha 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 ha. Sugar, 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 sugar.
It rains, she pours
the salt of the earth pure for exodium chloride. Yes, my sugar is the salt of the salt of the earth.
That was a group credited as the Hometown Quartet from Richard Adler's The Gifts of the Magi with My Sugar is the Salt of the Earth.
Now, this musical was telecast in 1958, and there is an off-Broadway musical version of The Gifts of the Magi, which originated in 1984, that was written by Mark St. Germain and Randy Quartz, but I don't believe that had a recording, and it certainly wasn't a television musical. So although I had thought about that one, we can't use it.
But there's also the Peter Ekstrom Gift of the Magi, too, which has been done around the country and is quite a charming musical.
And I think we have a song from that next week.
I believe we do.
Well, unfortunately for CD buyers and LP buyers, because 58 would be a year of LPs, Gordon McRae, who was the leading man in the telecast, could not be used in this recording because he was under contract to a different label. This musical appeared on LP on the United Artists label originally, and the other people in the cast, including B.B. Osterwald, were used. We're going next to a solo for Della, played by Sally Ann Howes, and the song is called Christmas in Your Heart.
Chestnuts, I smell chestnuts in the air. Though there are no sleigh bells, I hear sleigh bells everywhere. When there's Christmas in your heart, the world is beautiful, so beautiful, even if there's no snow at all. Close your eyes nice and tight. Start to wish with all your might, and you'll find to your delight, snow will fall. Christmas in your heart, you found a brand new gift, a brand new lift, and don't you lose that glow, whatever you do. Let Christmas Eve give you your start, and keep that Christmas in your heart. Through.
Sally Ann Howes as Della from The Gift of the Magi sang Christmas in Your Heart. And supposedly O. Henry, whose real name was William Sidney Porter, wrote this story when he was sitting in Pete's Tavern on Irving Place in New York City, although I don't think I believe that.
No, many things about O. Henry are tough to believe. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to some original holiday musicals for television on The Dress Circle. Well, let's continue with music from The Gift of the Magi with the voice that replaced Gordon McRae on the soundtrack. It's Alan Case. And we couldn't find out much about Alan Case, except he has a fabulous voice. And here he is to sing one of Jim's solos, A Better Word Than Love.
I wish that I could find a better word than love. I've searched my mind to find a better word than love. To use that old cliche, the same old way sounds thin. I want a phrase to match the days you've got me in. You're so unique, I seek a better word than love. I know somewhere that there's a better word than love. And someday I may find one, but till the day I do, I guess you'll have to settle for I love you. And someday I may find one, but till the day I do, I guess you'll have to settle for all.
From The Gift of the Magi by Richard Adler, that was Alan Case, whom I found out did television series like The Rifleman, The Deputy, and a few others with many little showcase bits along the way, singing A Better Word for Love because Gordon McRae couldn't make the recording.
Richard Adler was generous enough to include B.B. Osterwald in two of the songs. She played Madame Sofroni, who was the woman who buys Della's hair for $20, which is almost enough money so that Della can buy Jim his watch chain. Of course, Della and Jim have duets, and although we don't have Gordon McRae, we do have Alan Case to join Sally Ann Howes in this duet called The Name's the Same from The Gift of the Magi.
23 years ago, my parents didn't know what in tarnation's name to name their newborn boy. And then the sun broke through, and all at once they knew, and their hearts were filled with joy. Now they could have called him Clive or Clem or Clancy, but they came up with something much more fancy. Fired, inspired, the moniker they admired was first pronounced by my beloved sire, James Dillingham Young, Esquire.
great day.
I say, though we were very poor and our cupboard often bare, I sounded like a rootin' tootin' Wall Street Murray Hill highfalutin' silk hat millionaire. And then the wonder of wonders did happen, and in a way, I did become a millionaire when I met you. We were two different people with two different names, but the miracle of miracles made the name the same. Now you come from Altoona, and I'm from Lafayette. And until a year and a half ago, we hadn't even met. We were two different people with two different names, but the miracle of miracles made the name the same. My name is James DeYoung, ma'am.
I'm pleased to meet you, sir. And I used to be known to the folks back home as Della Sandifer.
We were two different people with two different names, but the miracle of miracles made the name the same.
I don't chick except for having fun.
But abracadabra and hocus spoke, the two of us are one.
We were two
different people with two different names, but the miracle of miracles made the name the same.
One name I shed for us.
One name instead for us.
One road ahead for us.
One double bed for us. And all because we were two
different people,
and
we
had
two
different names,
and
then
the
miracle
of
miracles made the name the same. Made the name the same.
From The Gift of the Magi, you heard Sally Ann Howes and Alan Case with a duet for The Young Lovers called The Name's the Same. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
Our next musical is one I heard someone refer to as the stingiest man in town. It's The Stingiest Man in Town, and it was a musical that starred, yes, Basil Rathbone, among others. And we're going to hear first, though, from the legitimate singer in the score, like Vic Damone was in Dangerous Christmas. Johnny Desmond joined the chorus for a song we've used often, but we like it a great deal from this score. It's called An Old-Fashioned Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Betty!
An old-fashioned Christmas with snow falling hard on scenery looking like a pretty Christmas card.
An old-fashioned angel on top of a tree and candlelight shining down on friends surrounding me.
Say, you know, Uncle Scrooge would hate this song. He said Christmas is a humbug, and he believed it, too.
More shame for him.
That's just what I wished
for. That's just
for.
What I wished.
And now it's come true.
And now it's come true.
An old-fashioned Christmas time that I can spend with you.
Johnny Desmond with the company of The Stingiest Man in Town with An Old-Fashioned Christmas.
Now, The Stingiest Man in Town has actually been done twice as a musical on television. There was a live-action version, and there was an animated version. We're playing songs from the live-action version, which was telecast originally on December 23, 1956, on the NBC anthology series called The Alcoa Hour. And then the animated remake first aired on December 23, 1978, in the United States on ABC, and it was also telecast in Japan on the same day. Now, in this version, we have Basil Rathbone as Scrooge, and in the subsequent version, Scrooge was played by Walter Matthau. But we do have a song that's going to involve Basil Rathbone, whether we think he can sing or not. And he's part of a song by Marley's Ghost, and Marley's Ghost originally was sung by Robert Weedy. The song from this original cast recording is called I Wear a Chain, and Robert Weedy and Basil Rathbone are joined by a very active chorus.
A chain, a heavy chain, is wound around my soul. A chain of sin and vices that I could not control. Repent your crime, repent in time, or you'll repent in vain.
Was a friend I knew. In life he was successful. What evil did he do?
In life he used to rob the poor to make himself more wealthy. Instead of tending to the sick, he made them more unhealthy. So now he has to suffer for the sins that he committed. And now he is a prisoner who never be acquitted.
You wear a chain.
See another fellow. He had a great career. He used to be so lucky. What is he doing here?
In government, he used to be a crooked politician. He never did a thing to help the working man's condition. The stand he took on crime and vice was in the wrong direction. So when he ran for paradise, he lost a big election.
You wear a chain.
The moral of your story is very plain to see, but when you preach this lesson, does it apply to me?
Although my chain is very strong, the one you wear is stronger. My chain of wrong is very long, but yours is even longer. You must escape, escape my fate. Cast off the sins that bind you, or you will find when you pass on, you'll drag your chain behind you.
You wear a chain. A heavy chain is wound around your soul. A chain of sin and vices that you cannot control.
Repent your crime, repent in time, or you'll repent in vain. If you wait
You heard the voices of Robert Weedy, Basil Rathbone, and the chorus sing a song called I Wear a Chain from the live-action musical The Stingiest Man in Town.
We'll hear a song for Martha Cratchit next, sung by Betty Madigan. It's called Yes, There Is a Santa Claus, and this was by Spielman and Torrey, whose best-known hit was Paper Roses.
Yes, Tiny Tim, there is a spirit in the world of generosity that brings good things to all of us, whoever we may be. So I believe in Santa Claus, for it can't be denied that he is generosity personified. Yes, there is a Santa Claus for children everywhere. Though you may watch the chimney tops and never see him there, people say his magic sleigh lies in the sky above. But you might find it anywhere. You find unselfish love. Oh yes, he really does exist. And Santa Claus will live as long as hearts can realize how good it feels to your hope, because if there is kindness in this world, there is a Santa Claus, yes, there is a Santa
That was Betty Madigan from The Stingiest Man in Town with Yes, There Is a Santa Claus.
Scrooge's Redemption focuses on Tiny Tim, and that's the subject of our last song from The Stingiest Man in Town, sung by Basil Rathbone and Robert Wright. The song is One Little Boy.
One little boy is just a dot in all the human race. One little boy is just a spot upon this planet's face. And when he is no longer there, a billion take the place of one little boy.
One little boy can sing a song and have a world of fun. One little boy can grow up strong and leap and jump and run. And you would want to see him grow if he would be your son. That one little boy,
if he passes on after he is gone, there's one less in the nation. Let him rest in peace, and he will decrease the surplus population. That's what you thought not long ago.
That's what I thought. But now I know. One little boy who cannot walk is not a broken toy. One little boy can laugh and talk and fill a home with joy. and no one else can take the place of that one little boy, that one little boy.
Basil Rathbone and Robert Wright sang One Little Boy, our last song from The Stingiest Man in Town.
I know our last musical is one that's a part of many people's holiday traditions, and it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which premiered on December the 6th, 1964, and I remember that night very well. We'll start off with Burl Ives as Sam the Snowman with the hit song, Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. In case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
We have an unlikely pair of friends in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Hermie, an elf who wants to be a dentist. In our next song, we're a couple of misfits. Hermie will be voiced by Paul Soles and Rudolph by Billy Mae Richards.
We're a couple of misfits, we're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in. We're not Daffy and Gilly, don't go round willy-nilly. Seems to us kind of silly that we don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test of what is really best? We're a couple of misfits, we're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. I'm a dear old reindeer. Why don't I fit in?
Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. They can't fire me, I quit. Seems I don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test of what is really best? We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
We'll close with an often overlooked song from the score of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, a very nostalgic song by Johnny Marks entitled Silver and Gold. Burl Ives is the singer once again.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure it gives here on earth. Silver and gold, silver and gold, mean so much more when I see. Silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree.
and gold, silver and gold, mean so much more when I see. Silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree.
For those of you who are fans of the whole pixelated oeuvre of holiday movies, we are hoping next year to do an entire show based on those. So if you're like me, it's going to be one heck of an hour of nostalgia. So we hope we'll do that.
Well, we have a number of songs to find, Michael, because if I remember correctly, most of them, like the ones we had from Rudolph, are very short.
They're very short. So it'll be a lot of really wonderful music that brings back incredible memories. Next week, however, we'll have more Christmas music, and we're going to Broadway and Hollywood for that. See if we've included your favorite. So until next week, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.